questions.
You have a lot of questions about Marvel?
I think so. Like, so I asked you about the Hulk. Yeah. That didn't make sense how all of a sudden he changed. But I remember, okay, so that, but you helped me remember.
Yeah.
About him meditating at the end of
The original.
Of the original episode. Yeah. And can I say, like, not having the same actor really messes that up?
Well, a lot. And what's even funnier is you haven't seen the original Hulk, which was another actor.
Why?
So there's been three movie actors and then one TV show actor. So there's a lot of
Hulks. Hard. It's hard to keep straight on the movie. Like,
Mark Ruffalo stays away for, like, the rest. At least he's done good. But they haven't made another Hulk movie, though.
That's true. Which I'm okay with, because that... I get the concept, like, Hulk smash. He just beats up... But that low-key scene is probably the best one. You're right, totally. Like, he throws him around like a rag doll.
He's just this... They make him look like this giant gorilla, and he's just throwing around like this.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that part.
Yeah. I'm glad that you finally embraced Marvel. Like we've talked about, we're trying to culturalize.
Yeah.
I don't know. I take help Reed just be learned.
Learned.
Help me know. In movies.
Yeah.
So you got all the way through Star Wars.
Which is great.
It's been good, and that's been good with Rachel.
Yep.
Yeah. Now you're hooked on Marvel.
It's a whole new world, I'd say. Without like having movies involved, it changes a lot of things. Like, I was telling you, your daily schedule, like you plan stuff around it. I've never had that problem. Like, it's never been the thing where I'm like, hurry and get to the movies or like, let's sit down and watch a movie.
Yeah.
We just do
it. Yeah, I'm always like, let's skip the trailers. We have our food on our laps. The light is slightly dimmed. Turn the movie on. Go.
Another world.
We have to watch this movie now.
Speaking of learned, being learned.
Learned.
Learned. What'd you say?
Learned.
I'm being learned today.
I don't even remember it. Learned today.
What am I being learned today? The anticipation's been killing me.
Well, you know what? One, two. So, back in World War II, the band Foo Fighters was started. No, I'm just kidding. Foo Fighters was started in the late 90s.
Okay.
But the term Foo Fighter...
You look great.
You're like, oh, goddamn. Aged well.
Different Foo Fighters.
So the term Foo Fighter started back in World War II.
Okay.
And pilots used to use that as a term, allegedly, that whenever they saw an unidentified flying object while they were flying, they'd call it, instead of calling it a UFO, they called it a Foo Fighter.
Okay.
A UFO. Foo Fighter.
Foo Fighter.
And that's where the term started. Okay. And that's where the band got that idea.
Okay.
So, leading in from, you know, Foo Fighters. Speaking of movies as well, have you seen a lot of alien movies lately?
Alien movies lately. I mean...
Or ever, I guess, in your entire life, because you don't have...
I've seen E.T. maybe once.
Okay, you see, it's pretty accurate.
Well, you can say that the Marvels, because they call that extraterrestrial something.
It's technically aliens right there, man.
Yep.
Have you seen the Aliens movie? With the xenomorphs, the big black scary things with the tongue?
No.
Sigourney Weaver?
No. Or Aliens vs. Predators? Yep. I've seen that, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's
an alien movie. Yeah. What's that one with... Dennis Quaid and the water, and he has to hit the water with the bat. Is that not Dennis Quaid?
Wait, what?
Man, this is okay.
I think so, we gotta turn back now. It's like I was also gonna say Independence Day. It's like a cabin.
I haven't seen that one. Okay. No, it's like they live like in an isolated area, like farming area. Yeah. There's lots of corn.
Are you talking about the guy where like he thinks he needs to kill demons, then demons look like people with Dennis Quaid?
No, it may not be Dennis Quaid. Like, I'm not good at this.
Or are you talking about The Sixth Sense?
It's no, kind of not looks the like him. That's all I can give you. Honestly, that's...
I can't... Signs.
Maybe?
Signs, that's what it
and
is.
And they don't like water. The aliens don't like water.
It's...
So people are escaping to lakes, and then they were...
the actors.
The girl...
Joaquin Phoenix is in it. He's the guy who swings the bat. Yeah, and he has, like, flashbacks about his wife dying.
But you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Science.
I've seen that.
The Alien in the Closet. Yeah. That's a pretty big one. So
it's an Aliens movie. I don't. Home. It's a Pixar film, I think.
Kids, hey, aliens are cool. That's aliens. Kids, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's.
Have you ever seen My Favorite Martian? That old movie.
No.
With the I can't even. He's the scientist from Back to the Future, but you're probably not going to even know that, so it's all right.
I've just seen that, maybe.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Let's move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, that's
aliens.
My alien
We're talking
movie.
About aliens today. Area 51. Dun, dun. Oh, by the way.
It would have been a twist if you said we're talking about farming industry.
I want to talk about some reviews real quick.
Okay.
Because I got more than a couple people saying I did the dun, dun, dun too much. And listening back, I think I did it like 6 times. So
I had no clue.
So if you have no clue, okay. But so maybe this isn't that bad then. But if you hear me do it more than once an episode, slap me in the face.
Okay. Or I'll give you a buzzer. Or I'll give you a...
Not
Try
today.
Again.
Okay. Deal. No dun-dun-duns. Don't nice. Drop the dun-dun-dun. Maybe that's what that song's about. Who knows? But some other reviews... I thought a pretty funny one. Someone said, your co-host sounds like he's stoned. Regis Thanks. Is not stoned. Neither am I. We're just drinking and we're having fun. So
sorry that that's how my voice sounds.
I think we should be telling them, thank you for your feedback. Douchebag. but probably the best one was by Jeremiah Robinson. That's the one we're giving the call out to today. He gave solid constructive feedback. He said things that he liked about the show, said things that he thought would make the show better and some things that, you know, we could work on. Yeah. And so I feel like that was solid. So thank you, Jeremiah, for
thanks
your
for listening
feedback.
To it.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We appreciate that. I was surprised that people wanted to hear what we had to say.
Yeah, it's just fun. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
So thank you. But yeah, so let's get into it. So same thing with kind of like the moon landing. I'm going to do a quick, brief statement.
Okay.
These are just theories. They're not ours. They're just stories we're telling and joking about. You can find these anywhere online. I will eventually set up a website if we do enough episodes, and I'll cite all my sources. I am keeping that. So you can expect to see that if you'd like to see a wiki page or something. And we have not spoken to any secret sources. These are just theory stories. We're having fun. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Yeah. I couldn't come up with this stuff.
We're not being sued.
Right.
Yeah. We're not story creators. We're storytellers.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason why I chose this theory, because it leads into a whole plethora of other theories. So it's like one of those where it's a big one, but honestly, we could do like 3 episodes. Just this one. But yeah. Maybe we'll spread it out. And then there's one about, we could do more theories about aliens, Majestic 12, the Men in Black, Roswell, Bob Lazar, a whole bunch of other alien theories. I mean, the Betty Hill abductions.
I love the space, like the space stuff.
I mean, even all the way to like current day stuff,
wonder.
Like black helicopters, like that's even stuff that really just starts here and just spreads out. Even a little bit Illuminati, because we got to talk about the Illuminati at least once every
they're
episode.
Involved with everything.
We probably won't even need to do an Illuminati episode because we'll just
we'll
explain
hit it in
everything.
In everything, there's got to be something about it. So,
of course, they'll come up.
Yeah,
but yeah. So, the main chunk of the theories really kind of started connecting around 1947.
Okay.
Yeah. So write that one down. Roswell, New Mexico. Even though they were in separate states, the Roswell event and Area 51, one's in New Mexico, one's in the Nevada desert.
Okay. About that same period.
So even though they're not exactly like right next to each other, people always connect them.
Yeah. Why is it the desert? Why is it always where nobody lives?
Because they don't want anybody living there. Makes sense, right? They need a lot of open land. And this facility that they talk about, it's so many acres and miles of land in just this vast desert that's not allowed by anybody to go into. I mean, and yeah, so, and the reason I think a lot of people connect Roswell with Area 51 is even kind of what we talked about in the moon landing. This is just after World War II.
Yeah.
And even though World War II just ended, there was already certain fears about the Cold War, kind of that we talked about last time. Not an actual war, just more a standoff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Candace, for that word. Standoff between Russia and America. That was already, a lot of energy was already feeling towards that way. So kind of the zeitgeist after World War II time frame, that was people's beliefs, was that anything was possible. And that shit was crazy. Not everybody was ready for what was happening after World War II. A lot of more things with the government.
A lot of regulated stuff? Is that what you mean by that?
No, like there's a lot of people distrusting in their government more and just trying to put their lives together after a war, post-war. And, you know.
I get it.
And
we're going through the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely not as big, but I agree. It's just fluctuations after political things. So
I get it.
And so even though not everybody was against World War II, there was still a lot of distrust in the government after the war.
Okay.
So anything is possible. And the world was just growing faster than they could adapt. You know what I mean? There was just such after the war with everything being more funded and getting out of the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think that's right. Yeah.
Sometime there.
And so it's just, and then also with the rise of like radio and kind of the very beginnings of some television around this time frame as well. So it made sharing information and like the spreading of stories and news more open
than there ever was.
And so
it just could spread information so quick.
Yeah. Like, you know, the radio used to only be used for like announcements and government emergencies or, you know, and certain sound, like certain cities can create radio stations, but it was very like more like reserved for special things. And it's a lot of military use. And then that eventually became, you can play music. Like, we can have talk shows, and like it slowly spread to more.
Yeah.
And so that's when more stories got being spread that weren't official news. It was just something fun to tell.
Alternative facts.
Even like the War of the Worlds broadcast. I don't know if you've heard of that. That'll be another episode.
Okay.
But that kind of opens up a lot of like, they released this broadcast about aliens invading is just a fun story, but the radio used to only be used for serious matters. And so if it was unannounced that there's going to be this show, and it just caused this panic of these people, they were trying to be dramatic, but a lot of people had hysteria over aliens.
So they could have thought that it was for real,
because
it was a military thing, when in fact it may be. It was just a fun little story given to people.
It was just a story.
So people took it too far?
Yeah.
It
was in a time where anything was possible and crazy shit was happening all the time. And so they were just, their level of expectations of like fear and alertness.
Yeah, what
and
do you
like
do after a war?
Not understanding the technology.
You go towards aliens.
I mean, why not, right?
You just finished.
We're all sane, comfortable people. With no fears. But there is aliens, though, right? That are taking over our towns, abducting people.
Damn.
Yeah, so this was just after the war. And like I said, kind of the beginning of the space race, or the Stargate, as we called it last time. So a lot of people were thinking of space, too, at the time. So that also connected with aliens.
Huh. We pushed a lot of things towards space after the war, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, starting then, really, because then in 1960s, and that's when we were sending people to the moon at that point. So for 20 years, we've been dreaming about what the heck's up there. Is aliens.
Aliens.
That's the first
thing. The only
thing
same thing
about.
After all this math and numbers. Let's do aliens. Exactly. So I'll talk about Roswell a little bit more later. But the major theory we're talking about today is Area 51.
Oh, sweet. Okay. I can get into this.
Right? I feel like it was a good one to start with. It's kind of low-hanging fruit for us to make a lot of humor about, but it's also a really good big story. So.
Yeah.
Area.
Well, it kind of cut you off. What I think is fun, like, I Like, I already have my own opinion set about this. Like,
Okay. So you know a little bit.
So
this is one that everybody at least has
you've
heard.
You've got, yeah.
They may not know any.
But I don't know, I mean, as much as that there is to talk about, I've already made up a decision on what I think.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what we learned today and if that changes anything.
Yeah. I think it's going to change some things.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. So Area 51 wasn't even released as an official place until June 25th, 2013. Boom. Did you just hear that? Area 51 is a real place.
Right.
Not a lot of people know that. Even though it was announced in 2013, a lot of people still think that Area 51 is still just a made-up place. That
really?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't exist?
Whoa, wait. It actually is a place? Yeah. Especially because it wasn't a huge announcement. It just became free news after it was released.
Yeah.
In June 25th, 2013.
I thought that was just a thing that everybody knew.
Exactly. It was always still just like a hush-hush top secret. But most of it was still classified, even though they released news about it. A lot of it was still classified, and only some information was being released after they officially did the petition in 2005. A reporter was looking into it, and after our advances in satellites and GPS mapping, this is actually the first time Area 51 has ever been photographed, even though we were doing mappings before, like Google and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the place that there's literally like the most strictest policies about not flying around it at all or taking pictures at all.
Or like you can't, like there's this pretty secure border. Like there's videos of people driving down and like getting to an area and they see snipers and stuff. Or the minute they get into the area, here comes two trucks and a bunch of big dudes
and they're always like,
kick you out of here.
Hey, there's this
you
line
need to
here.
Get out of here now.
If you cross this line, we are legally allowed to shoot you. Like, okay, but can I step my toe over? No. Okay.
So how do you not know that something's going up over there?
Right?
Like clearly they're guarding things.
Well, and that's the thing that like theories are based out of. It's just people wanting to connect the unknown to something known. And sometimes the known is just, it's just scary science fiction that is filling in their fears.
Yeah.
And so they connect these stories just to try and explain things. But that's what's hard about Area 51 being such a top secret, classified, hush hush, like enclosed area.
Uh-huh.
It just adds more mystery. So more stories can be made from.
Is there facts now that Area 51, like, can you go on somewhere and like confirm with records that Area 51 is a territory or like a whatever?
Yeah. So that's what happened in 2013. That's when they had a official CIA release document, and they were stating that Area 51 exists. We were doing testing there, but they don't say anything about aliens. There has nothing to do about aliens. All it is, at least officially, is it's a secret military Air Force base. It's a United States Air Force base, highly classified, and it's located within the Nevada test site.
Right.
It's called the NTS. Some people actually call it the nuclear test site because one of the areas off of this area of like the actual section of Area 51 was further away, and that's where they did certain nuclear testings, and that's why the government started doing top secret work there after the war was over, so they weren't doing nuclear tests anymore. But they still had that area that was already gated off and classified, and so they figured, hey, let's just still use this space for other projects. And so the term Area 51 wasn't ever officially used for this project. It was brought up once in an old Vietnam War. Vietnam War.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. That was warm enough. Yeah. So it was brought up once just in that document, but it's never been officially been named that. It's just kind of just taken that name now after it's because that's what everyone knows it as. But realistically, the official names are either the Homie Airport.
What's up, Homie? It's my Homie.
Yo, this is the Homie Airport.
I like that.
Fly it in, dog.
Can anybody fly in there?
Mm-mm.
Just military.
Actually, not even most military can land there.
Secret agents.
I mean, I don't know.
The secret president?
Agent. Yes, the president can, but he's...
The Pope. The Queen? Like, how far up the ranks do you have to to be able to fly into this airport?
I don't think anybody like the Queen would be going.
So within our own country, but we keep it to, like, the president.
Yeah, like some, and even then, most presidents haven't even been there. So. Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
We're going to go into that.
Maybe. Pussies?
Pussies. But yeah, so according to the CIA, the correct names were the Homi Airport and Groom Lake, because the facility was in a dried up lake bed, and it was an old remains of a lake that was called Groom Lake. And so, and the Groom Lake was so flat after it was being dried out that they just turned that into the landing strip. And so they just built the landing strip into there. But even though all they were doing is testing military airplanes and stealth airplanes and aircrafts and other technologies, mm-hmm. it was still deemed too classified. But because of that, people knew something was happening there, but
so they weren't allowed to know. Them, like, if it's a government or a military trying to try out new missiles and stuff, yeah. why would you want to share that with people?
Yeah.
Why would you want other, if we're at war with people and if we have enemies, mm-hmm. why would we want anybody to see this, yeah. say, here's what we have? Like, no.
Yeah. No. So it's just top secret things that they're doing. And especially since a war had just ended and the Cold War was brewing up with the Soviet Union, USSR.
Mm-hmm.
They had to keep everything quiet. They couldn't just tell everyone.
Well, yeah.
Because then everybody would know.
Of course.
Including other countries.
Exactly.
And so sometimes the government just has to keep things secret. That's untrustworthy, I think most people feel. Like, it's just untrustworthy to hide things.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's what you got to do for national security, is what they've always deemed as what's important, is national security.
In a house full of kids.
Yes.
And parents.
Uh-huh.
As a parent, do you ever hide anything from your kids so they don't know about it?
No.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Half of my, I just barely let my kids start seeing movies. I used to hide those in boxes so they wouldn't touch them.
That's innocent. But
there's a lot of other things.
You hid them for sure. I mean, there's lots of things in a bedroom that you would hide. There's That's lots fair. Of things that are explained through lessons that you hide.
Parents or big brothers or the government.
For just your own kids.
And kids are just the people, the public.
I understand the need to hide those things.
Yeah.
Cause
that's fair.
Sometimes you have to.
And plus.
Knowing that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. Like, that's some bullshit.
Well, like, it's hard because we're doing that somehow. We're doing it somewhere. Just know that it's happening. It's just how it is. Shit happens. Governments do things without their people knowing. That's just how it goes. I would say allegedly on that one, but I'm pretty sure that's an okay opinion.
Yeah.
So even though, like, there was planes coming in and out of this area and it was guarded off and no one could enter, the government still denied the base's existence for almost 60 years. And so it's kind of cool because this is a conspiracy that kind of ended up becoming true, because it turns out it really did exist, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were just talking about it for a long time,
yeah.
and government was denying it. And then on the other hand, it's not true because most of the theories are about aliens and more fucked up shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a yes and a no.
Yep.
So even though it ended up being true, there's still conspiracies about it after it being officially talked about.
Hmm. And that was up through the 70s then? Or is that before?
The base was officially started in 1955.
Gotcha.
And it first started its project with the Project Aquatone with Lockheed Martin, which is a major military and plane and aerospace company.
Manufacturer?
I think.
Maker of
Lockheed Martin. It's a big company.
Stark Industry.
Stark Industry. There you go. But yeah, so they needed to start getting employees to initiate this project. Mm-hmm. So they had to spruce up the base a little bit. You know,
paying the lights,
do some marketing,
plant some ficuses.
So what sounds better? Hey, do you want to come work on this top secret base in the middle of the desert where you have to fly in from an airplane and stay there for a week and then go back home? Or would you like to come to Paradise Ranch and come work at our facility where you may have to work long hours, even days at a time?
Oh, man. Yeah,
the second one? So kind of an inside joke slash kind of a marketing piece is the kind of nickname for Area 51 became Paradise Ranch when they were trying to, like, for headhunters trying to get military and government employees to want to come work there.
Okay.
Yeah. And also for the surrounding cities of Rachel, Nevada, and Las Vegas, Nevada, they did those.
Well, tricky kind of bastards. Just
testing people out.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'll go work at Paradise Ranch. Come on.
Hey, guys.
There's this dope place in the middle of the desert, I guess. It's like an oasis or something? Or like a retirement facility? I'm not sure. Like, if it was a retirement facility, how would your, like, marketing catchphrase go?
Oh.
Like a commercial. Like, you just opened a retirement facility
for named Paradise Ranch.
Explain your retirement facility.
This is a... Oh, man. I got nothing.
I always just feel like it was like... It's just reminded me of just like old people just be like, hey, yeah, welcome to Paradise Ranch. We got pools, shot ski. We got fun rascals you can ride around on. We do dance parties, bingo. Welcome to Paradise Ranch.
With cactuses just
yeah,
all around.
Yeah, and just happy old people eating pudding. I was like, yeah, if I don't have to change any diapers, I'll go work here.
But oh, man.
Turns out it's really just restricted area 4808 north.
Little did they know.
Psych. But so they got enough employees for Project Aquatone, and especially through Lockheed Martin's. And they eventually started doing testing on the U2, which even though we're
the
talking...
Band?
Yeah,
they tested the band?
The band. Bono, man, he was really killing it back in this time.
Like they were going to fly to space?
No, so the U2 was a plane.
Okay.
A stealth plane.
Allegedly
a stealth plane or like a spy plane.
Gotcha.
It was still a manned plane. They haven't invented like drones yet, like unmanned drones or anything like that. But it was just a stealth plane that could go really high and really fast. But it was incredibly hard to land, which was a problem. And so it couldn't just
land paper thin.
No, it was thinner and lighter compared to a lot of the fighter jets back then, but it was mostly more buoyant. Buoyant's not the term. I don't know. It could go really high. It could go higher than any other planes could go at the time.
Okay. So, got it.
But, and so even though we're talking about things that have been released in the document, I'm still going to say allegedly when I bring up things that may not be the exact definition. So I don't want to get sued or anything. So, the U-2 was allegedly a spy plane. But I don't want to talk too much about all the tests they were doing because I want to get to the good conspiracies. Like, who cares about the official stuff? You can read that in the Wikipedia page. But so I'll just jump through a couple projects real quick. So they also did Project Oxcart. Okay. So I feel like Project Aquatone and Project Oxcart.
Aquatone.
Some pretty solid project names.
Interesting.
They're a little interesting, but like
Aquatone.
Okay.
That sounds like they're testing their hair color.
Or maybe like the British, Norwegian, Euro dance pop band
Aquatone.
I'm a Barbie girl. Aquatone. They're toning the aquas. But yeah, and then Oxcart. I mean, so I feel like, hey, solid project names. Good job, guys. But, and then so Project Oxcart was testing the A-12, which was allegedly a stealth plane. And that could travel just like crazy fast. And so when they were doing a lot of the testings for Oxcart, that was when a lot of people started reporting more sightings. And I think it was just because it's this thinner, dark plane that could just move higher and faster than anybody had ever seen before. And so to a lot of people, that was a UFO, and maybe not alien UFO, but all UFO stands for is unidentified flying objects, which so could be anything.
Seen before.
It could be a big bird. That's a UFO. I don't know what it is. Like so,
like if you saw a pterodactyl high up in the sky, well, that's a bad one. You'd probably be able to tell that's a pterodactyl.
There's actually cool YouTube videos about people thinking they're seeing pterodactyls. Check it out. It's in Mexico. But so, yeah, Project Oxcart. And then there's also the Tacit Blue, which I'll have to post a picture on the Facebook page and Instagram, which go like those, by the way, which was of the, oh, man, it was in 1982. And from the front view of this plane, it even kind of looks like a UFO, like a little spaceman UFO saucer thing. But even though when you get like a full underview, it looks like a plane, but just from the mm-hmm. front end, and it like kind of flattens out around the whole like thing the, to make it like
a Blackbird,
arrow.
The SR,
yeah, except for it was like white because it was meant to like try and like blend in with clouds.
I see.
I'll have to post a picture and show it to you because it kind of looks like a UFO from the front. Cool. It's kind of cool. But it's definitely a plane. It's not a UFO. It's definitely a plane. But so also around that time, just right after 1951, before the Tacit Blue project, but right after the A-12 projects,
mm-hmm.
That's when a lot of more sightings happening and like people saying more incidents.
Like where, like in Nevada or just all over?
Just mostly like in the surrounding states of Nevada. The
areas of there.
But, and so that like in, cause even just 2 years later, 1961, that's when the Betty Hill abductions or the incidents happened, which that's a whole episode of its own. So, but there was big stories about a lady and her husband getting abducted that were, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I've heard a few different things.
Yeah. But yeah, so, we talked about some good project names. I want to talk about some of their not so good project names.
Yes.
like Operation Project Have Donut.
No. Yes. Was it straight up like, let's take a break and have a donut?
That's like, a great please. Project name.
Like, hey, you guys hungry?
So when you say there's donuts? Oh no, that's just the project name. Sorry, Dave. Motherfucker.
Project Have a Donut.
Have Blue. Have Drill.
Why is everything have?
I don't know. What do you have? Fairy? Do you have Fairy?
Is that a project
have
name?
Have Fairies are the project names.
Okay.
But even though they had weird project names, one of those projects even
someone's daughter, it was bring your daughter to work day for a week.
A fairy!
And Daddy, I want a new project.
Damn it, that's a great project name.
Guys.
Do you have a fairy little girl?
Goodness sakes. Have Blue.
Right.
Yeah. Have a donut.
It's fun. Is this a drill? Do you have a drill?
What monkeys are running this drill. Freaking joint? Are you kidding me?
But even though those projects had weird, goofy names, it still allowed us to test different Iranian and Russian airplanes.
I was going to say Russian code names. Project names. Right.
And so there's been tests all of these years. And like I said, I kind of brought up black helicopters earlier. Some even that kind of started around the 70s. That rumor was leaking from Area 51. But okay. I mean, it's another good topic that we'll save for another episode. We'll have to have a guest on for that one. But before we get into the main theories, I want to go over some of the percentages because I think that'll be fun.
Okay.
So kind of remember last time we did, like, who do you think faked the moon landing more, Russians or Americans?
Yeah.
So this time, at least for America, how many people do you think believe in aliens?
Believe in
like percentage-wise.
Percentage of Americans. I don't know.
Like half?
Believe in them? Believe that they exist. I would say 75%.
I like your optimism.
Okay.
But it's 47%.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so just almost half of Americans believe that aliens exist.
It's close to 50-50.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then the number kind of goes down for how many people do you think believe aliens have been to Earth?
I don't think a lot.
Yeah, because I was about to say there's the decent amount who think they exist, but have they actually come here? I think half of those
people, so like 25%.
Okay, so 39%.
More than I thought.
So, yeah, it's still a pretty decent amount of people believe that aliens have at least been here. But then how many people do you think believe in abductions?
Man,
okay. It's a big number.
It's a big one?
No, I'm not going to. Sorry, I don't want to mislead you. It's not a big
one. Well, that's what I was going to say. There's no way that it's that many people. Like, I would say even half of what I thought believed that aliens have been to Earth, which was about 25%, what I say?
Yeah.
So 12%.
Wait.
This is a percent of how many people believe that aliens have been to Earth?
No, that was the second one. This is how many people aliens abduct people.
In the United States. All the people. Just how the many United people States. Believe that think people have been abducted?
Yeah.
15%.
15%? Hey, high five. That's not right.
Oh, fuck. But it
is still. But it was so close. It was 18%.
Okay, I'll take it.
Sorry, I wanted to boost you. Hey, good job. You're still wrong.
That was close.
That was a good guess. But yeah, okay. So
18%. That's almost as many people. Oh, wait. But that was how many people have been to Earth that believe that aliens exist.
Yeah. So, so it went 47, 39, 18.
I feel like that's a large number.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Higher than the number of people who think the moon landings were faked. So, because remember, that was only like 20%. So,
yeah.
It's up there.
So, y'all believe that we've been to the moon?
More people think we've been to the moon and trust our government than people who think the government isn't hiding things. There's just aliens.
Okay.
No, fucked up. So, it just kind of tells you where some people connect stories and what's more fun to believe in.
I guess there's that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, instead of being the trustworthy part, it's like, oh, well, that would be cool if, though.
Mm-hmm.
If it were
like, oh, the weird things we see flying around are just, it's just our government testing things. That's not a fun story.
No. Yeah, more fun.
It's an alien. I've never seen it before.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's more fun.
All right. So that leads us to our first theory.
Theory number one.
Which is, I wanted to bring up Roswell again. So a lot of people think that Roswell was an alien crash site where the government found bodies. After a farmhand found this accident and called it in.
An alien body.
Yeah, so the government
not just
took
the body.
So just a reminder, this is the theories now. Allegedly.
Oh, so what's this theory called?
Theory number one.
Theory number one. All
right. So yeah, Roswell, it happened in 1947. I'm looking for the name. Foster Ranch. Is where Roswell happened.
Where's this at?
New Mexico.
Okay. In the desert.
In the desert. But so kind of started with that. And Area 51 could also hold other UFOs. Maybe not just the UFO that was found from Roswell. Or maybe not just the alien found from Roswell. Maybe Area 51 kind of just has multiple UFOs and multiple aliens that they pick up from it, all other sites. It's just that Roswell was the first one we had, and so we didn't know how to publicize it yet. So.
Okay.
But after the official documents were released in 2013, this one was kind of debunked a little bit. But, I mean, it still could be a government cover-up. Who knows? But it's after the 2013 document, it did release that it was just a large weather balloon that had microphone apparatus attached to it that had flashing lights and kind of other weird metals attached and aluminum foils and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was flying around and it was meant to be sent out from Area 51 to go test over Russia to test their nuclear bombing. So it was us. We kind of created some of these weather balloons as stealth microphone type things to go up really high. And they don't have any heavy metals, so they can't be detected on radar. And at least just go over Russia and other countries to see if the microphone at least picks up nuclear noise, bombs and stuff. And so it's not picking up on like conversations or things. It's just
radiation.
Stuff. And so that was going off. That apparently crashed in that area, because it was one of the first tests. And so it was a lot of weird, different broken metal with flashing lights that most people had never seen before. But we also didn't want to release it as a real thing because we were just talking about going and testing microphones over Russia. And so we didn't want to say, oh yeah, we've been testing these for stealth operations. But we're still going to cover that up. So, yeah.
Huh.
Because the government needs to hide things. Yeah.
So still. We'll make up a story. And here's what we were doing.
It was just a weather balloon. Don't worry. And then 65 years later, yeah, it was a weather balloon, but it was a weather balloon for terrorism and spying. Because we're spies here. Good old CIA. Yeah. So that's kind of one of the theories. And so Area 51, maybe not huge into UFOs. Maybe not aliens coming down there all the time, but that's where we tested on aliens.
Okay.
Yeah. Meh. Okay. Theory number two. And this one's one of the bigger ones, especially because it has a really big key player in it. So this one is, we believe we were reverse. Sorry, I'm going to try that again. Reverse engineering UFOs and alien technology to advance our own technology.
What do you mean reverse engineering?
So that means like we were, if there was a crash site and it was all broken apart, we tried putting it back together to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we found a full one, we would take it apart to understand it and then try and put it back together and learn how the parts work so that we could develop that in our own technology.
So we were saying that we were doing that with spaceships.
Yeah. We'd found spaceships from extraterrestrial aliens.
And that's what they were doing at Area 51. Is that what you're saying?
Was taking apart UFOs.
Engineering.
And building them to our own so that we could advance our own technology. Because also around this time, that's why one of these theories is also pretty big, is after this time, kind of like we talked about in the moon landing, you know, between the 50s and 60s and then all the way through the 70s, it was just everything was moving so fast and technology was just increasing faster than anyone could imagine.
Well, what's the proof that there was a crash landing there? Is there any, does anybody know that?
No, it's just the weather balloon. That's the other.
Oh, from the weather balloon.
Yeah. Because that officially happened.
And that happened in Area 51.
No, that happened at Roswell, New Mexico.
Gotcha. In 1947.
You did it.
So then they took that from there and moved it over to Area 51 and said that we were reverse engineering. Is that what you're saying?
No. So this one isn't connected to Roswell. It's just that alien ships have been found or aliens have come and crash landed here. They've taken the ship still. They're not testing on aliens or keeping them prisoners. They're just breaking down the technology to learn how to replicate it.
Does that have anything to do with that weather balloon?
No.
Okay.
Leave the weather balloon alone. You brought it up.
Gotcha. So.
Yeah. So.
No.
But so the reason why this one's a pretty big one too is because this kind of is the theory that made Area 51 really big.
Uh-huh.
And that was because back in 1989, May of 1989, Bob Lazar was on a Nevada news station. Bob Lazar, he also goes by Robert Lazar. He stated that he worked in a secret section of Area 51 called Sector 4, also called S4. Once again, solid with the names, S4.
It's solid.
Top secret.
Yeah.
And so that's where he said that they had several UFOs. And that even though he knows it sounds crazy, he needed to come out and talk about it because he had learned too much about it or something, or he just felt like the public needed to know and went and talked about it on the news. And he said, I might die from doing this. They may try to kill me, but I feel like if I'm public about it, then I'll be protected.
On Fox 13 News?
Fox 13. I don't know if it's Fox 13 News. It was Fox, just a news station in Nevada around the Las Vegas area.
KUTV.
Las Vegas. KUTVL. KUTLV.
All the way. That's what they call it.
Exactly. Code KUTLVLYY. Yeah, so Bob Lazar. And a lot of people side with him because it's just such, he was saying things that ended up kind of being true, but all the stuff about aliens wasn't true.
Yeah.
And so
you have to question it.
Yeah. And
this
so
on TV talking about this thing.
Yeah.
And, this guy's a nutso or he's got something to say, but either way, I'm going to listen for
Second. Exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people thought he was credible, but most people just kind of thought he sounded crazy. But he was the first person to make the secret site more popular because people had seen the airplanes coming in and out of the area. Yeah. But
it's nearby.
It wasn't until somebody like full on brought it up and used the term Area 51.
What happened to Bob?
So Bob Lazar, he's still alive. He still talks about his story, but a lot of his theories have been debunked.
So he's a liar.
And he claimed to have degrees from MIT and Caltech.
Was that true?
Well, some people did some research and they had no records of him being at that school and no one could recall him being there between those times.
So he's a phony.
No, he said the government erased my records. It was a cover up.
Of course they did.
They're trying to make him they're just trying to discredit him.
Yeah, I'm surprised Illuminati didn't do it. Honestly. Right?
Jeez, that seems very more Illuminati. But like, isn't that the perfect excuse? Like you're applying for a job. I see you have a degree at Caltech and MIT. Wow, okay. All right. Did you bring those diplomas or records with you? Oh, no, sorry. I had those, but the government totally erased it. But you can trust me, though. That's good. I totally went there. It's dope.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, you look familiar. Do you know a chick named Miranda? No? Cool. All right. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Yeah. No. So Area 51. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Good excuse, buddy.
But so, and he used that excuse for a lot of things was, oh, it's a government cover up.
The government took it.
They're trying to discredit me. And I worked at this place, but there's no records of me working there. And they're trying to discredit me. But at least one thing that at least I've heard or have read on several sites and heard from several podcasts is that Bob Lazar at least doesn't make a lot of, like, he's not making money off of being on the news and talking about things.
He's not doing it for financial gains,
which kind of makes a lot of people think, oh, he's either crazy or it actually happened. And so he cares about it. So he's talking about it.
I mean, I don't doubt that the government couldn't do something like that, but what did the government do? Erase everybody's memory that ever went to that school in that time period?
Men in Black, man.
I mean, there's got to be school books or yearbooks and like some type of pictures that show that he was there at that school. You're saying the government got rid of all of them?
Yeah, why not?
I don't doubt that they can do something like that.
But to be fair, this was before a lot of like cameras and videos and social media and posting pictures and
that's people did that,
but it was way before we had all this digital technology that we have now where everything's documented and pictured. And yeah, I know that guy. I took a selfie with him 6 months ago.
So what? They went to the school and knocked on the door and said, we need all the files for this person and then left.
Yeah. And they just said, oh, there's no records of him being here. So yeah. Good stuff, right? So, yeah, that's his excuse. Even though that's his excuse, it feels
phony.
Yeah, he's a phony.
He's a big fat
even
phony.
Even big, largely renowned ufologist, Stanton Friedman. He's a widely well known, popular ufologist, and he was the first non government person to investigate Roswell. And he doesn't believe that Bob Lazar is credible. So it's hard to believe Bob Lazar when even another conspiracy theorist is already like, no, that guy's just fucking crazy.
Yep.
So
I think we all can agree on that.
But from Bob Lazar, and I'll probably do a whole episode on Bob Lazar because he's got a lot of stories and he talks about materials and how we invented gravity repulsion. And
it's a guy like, what's that dude, Alex Jones? Is that his name?
Oh, no. Alex Jones is a douchebag.
He's the conspiracy theorist guy?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's losing everything, and I'm happy about that. That guy's a douche. He's the bad side of conspiracy
theorists. He's like Bob Lazar?
No, Bob Lazar is... He's not an asshole. Down. He's not podcasting and trying to push his beliefs on people and being a douche like Alex Jones is. He was just a guy. He was in a documentary. He has a website, and he can hold conferences where he can tell people about it. And,
okay,
but he's just kind of
a douche.
If you think of him as a storyteller instead of an asshole, that's the difference between Bob Lazar and Alex Jones. Bob Lazar might be crazy. But at least he's not an asshole. Oh, okay. Funny thing about Bob Lazar. Got to hurry and go back to that before we go to theory three. Bob Lazar in the 1990s was busted in a prostitution ring.
Bob Lazar was?
Bob Lazar.
Nice. Was he running it?
Say his name again real quick.
Bob Lazar.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's a
Bob fun Lazar.
Yeah, his last name's fun.
Robert Lazar. Fuck no. Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar. There's no other first name for Lazar.
Nope. And if it is, then it's got to be an even crazier name than Lazar. But so, he was sleeping with one of the prostitutes, and then he also offered to help run the.
His application.
And he's like, oh well. I won't be taking any money from this. I won't be doing anything with you ladies. I won't be connected. All I'll do is I'll just set up more of like a schedule, and I'll try to. And he started taking pictures outside of the hotels of like the license plates that came through.
He was volunteering
to make it safe.
He was volunteering.
That was
at
least what
house.
He stated that he didn't make. Allegedly, he didn't make any money from it. He didn't. He was just trying to help them be more efficient.
Did he get arrested and was due community service?
Yeah.
Like what?
I think it was mostly house arrest.
Hey, you guys need help? Can I make your schedules?
Yeah. Come on. I don't want to have sex. I swear.
I don't want your money.
I don't want money. I don't want sex. Just out of the goodness of my heart.
I
want to
help you. I want to make you successful.
Don't call me your pimp because I'm not your pimp.
You succeed. I succeed. Exactly. This ain't about me.
It's about you, ladies. It's about you.
Damn. Okay. Bob's pretty cool.
Yeah. But at least because Bob Lazar, it also made it more okay to be involved in aliens and to believe in different things and that we're not the only ones here and there's more people out there, more things.
Like eating kale. Like it's good, everybody. It's good for
eat
you.
Eat the kale or it might be aliens. Who knows? Either way, your ass is going to hurt. Didn't. Putting that on the quote board.
I got it.
But yeah, so the black mailbox became a big popular thing. And it was a place that a lot of people believed you could go to this household, and it was actually a mailbox for Area 51 that held secret mail and information and packages, and you could sit there and see testing over Area 51. But
nice.
Realistically, it was just some farmer's house who owned the land 10 years before anything big about Area 51 came. And then he had a whole bunch of weird assholes start going through his mail and shooting his mailbox and putting alien shit all over it. And so he replaced his mailbox with a bulletproof lockbox mailbox that was just big and white. And then down below it, there's a small one that says alien that people could drop stuff into.
That's awesome. Way to take advantage of that.
But
that's a good reaction.
Except it didn't last long.
Oh, no.
I know. I honestly wanted to go there.
Oh, that would be so
cool. I didn't find out that it was gone until I actually started researching this a little bit more. And so the guy eventually took out the mailbox because he was just sick of people trying to get in through his mail and vandalizing the mailbox and people camping out by the mailbox.
Y'all people, come on now.
So, yeah, it was something that could have been fun that was just kind of overdone.
This is why we can't have nice things.
So, but then somebody else, like several miles down, put a mailbox that actually is black there that some people still go to, but it's not at like anybody's house, so it's not going to disturb them.
It's a copycat.
Yeah.
You're a copycat.
It doesn't feel as cool. Like,
no.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to that black mailbox. Fuck
no. Sure. You're a phony too.
Phony. Yeah. So, but then that kind of whole area there around Area 51. And the black mailbox and a lot of sightings, there was so much activity there, they even renamed the highway the extraterrestrial highway.
I mean, yeah, sure. You take advantage when you're in a place like that.
Well, and it's only like 80 miles away from Las Vegas. And so a lot of people will go visit Las Vegas and then drive down that highway and experience other things. Like,
yeah, sure. It's like a little fun detour. Like, yeah. If you got time to kill.
Well, same thing with Rachel, Nevada. It's this small town that used to just have like a population of like 60 people.
How do they spell it?
Rachel?
Yeah.
R-A-C-H-E-L.
Thanks.
Not your wife, Rachel.
I just wondering. Because I've never seen it. I've never seen it anywhere. So,
it's the other Rachel. And they kind of, I don't know if they believe in it at all, but I think they just embraced the fun of the tourism. And so there's like a world-renowned diner there that's called the Ailey Inn.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah.
And funny thing, there's even a brothel out there that's alien-themed. I didn't look it up because I don't care. But I don't know. I feel like I want to imagine they're dressed as aliens, but it's probably not. It's probably just like space themes.
The entire house. You're having
just aliens.
Just getting on.
But no, it's probably just that it's space themed and it's just still weird prostitutes.
Regis, you broke my pen. I destroyed that pen, man.
Damn, dude. Well, Regis, why you got to break pens?
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's even pretty funny. If you go to Google Maps now that they actually have released images, anywhere you go, if you try to do a street view, you can't do street view. Like, you know how, like, the little yellow guy?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you'd be able to drag him down and just drop him somewhere and see a Google street view, but they can't do that. But so whenever you drag it over, it turns into a little spaceman in a UFO flying around.
Nice. I've never tried that.
I didn't even know until I looked it up, and it was actually pretty fun. So it's very simple, but it's a good little giggle.
Of course. Yeah. Way to take advantage, Google.
Yeah, so Google,
you did
Area 51, play with the little alien dude.
Google gets 1 point.
Good job.
I'm giving companies points now.
hopefully we'll get somebody to promote us if we are nice to companies.
Yeah, I'll give you a point.
Thanks,
right now, Google's got 1 point.
All right, but so that brings us into theory three. And this is one that's a little easier to swallow when it comes to conspiracy theories. So people know that it exists now. It's open.
Yeah.
But there's still so much that's unknown and classified. But
about aliens or Area 51?
About Area 51.
Okay, yeah.
And so a lot of people still think it's still just a cover-up to protect against lawsuits.
Like what kind of lawsuits?
Well, so this one could be a little more real, and so it may look a little worse for the government. So I'm going to say allegedly still a little bit more. Because this one could look worse on the government and the military more than hiding aliens would, because this is kind of a little more real.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure the government was still doing a lot of military tests and stealth planes and Cold War stuff and spying on Russians. I don't know. I'm sure that's a lot of people still believe there's more of that, which wasn't fully announced because a lot of it was still classified. But, mm-hmm. You know, you kind of assume that's what it is. Yeah, there's just a lot of military testing and spy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But since everything was still just so top secret, a lot of people also thought that maybe America was cutting corners. And I mean, it's America, so we might do that.
Like on our weapons?
Never cut any corners. Well, I mean, cutting corners in more of like a safety sense.
Okay.
And so the biggest piece of evidence about this was in 1994, there was a lawsuit against the Air Force from several employees who claimed to have worked at the Area 51 Groom Lake
mm-hmm.
base. And specifically, the people who were public about it, though, were Walter Kaza and Robert Frost.
The poet?
No, not the poet. It was just a guy who worked for Area 51. And these two guys, they burned materials for the site, like old planes and waste.
That's a fun job.
Yeah, so they were just burning stuff for 30 hours a week. I think they just had a giant fire pit that they were just lugging shit into.
Not as cool as I was hoping.
We can call it what you want it, though. Like maybe an endless hole.
Like just digging a hole and then putting stuff in and then just like throwing a match. And now you just sit down and do nothing.
And then flamethrowers.
But, Yeah, I'd rather see a flamethrower than standing next to a big plane and just trying to set it ablaze.
Oh, dude, Robert, look how this one glows. Oh, shit.
That's more of way what more I'm hoping. Fun.
Maybe one of them's got a cigar.
Yeah.
Scraggly mustache, dirty, trying to be hardcore.
That's a cool job. So Robert Frost, the poet, second job.
Flamethrower. Robert Frost.
For the government.
Yes. Brilliant.
AKA poet. Flamethrower.
Bring Human Torch. Bring it back to Marvel. yeah, so they burn just materials like 30 hours a week, just nonstop, just burning materials and destroying certain evidence, but so then also just breaking down old planes.
They got government benefits then.
Yeah, so they had a job. The
28 hours or whatever.
Yeah, so they had a job. I mean, that was, they worked in Las Vegas. They lived in Las Vegas, I believe. Yeah.
Pension.
But so they didn't have suits, like special suits. They didn't wear masks. The Area 51 didn't want them bringing, they weren't allowed to bring anything to the material with them that is an accessory other than clothing because they didn't want anything recorded. And so they couldn't wear masks. And
damn.
Then also when they asked for nicer materials, they said, oh, there just wasn't enough budget, maybe. So the men eventually died. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
They're dead now. So, woohoo! And their autopsy showed... I wonder why. Yeah, their
probably
autopsy...
Probably from a bike accident?
They were probably bicycling. Yeah, let's be honest. Or maybe they had a drug problem. Or...
Heroin.
Penguin incident.
Damn.
Those damn penguins, man. They get you. But... they died, and they had large signs of dioxin, dibenzofuran, and do you believe in me?
I got you.
Okay. Trichlorothiazine.
Yep.
Trichlorothiazine. I know that word. But every time they would get evidence against them, like the government would just make it classified. Like, they brought in this employee manual. Oh, look, this here and there states no... Oh, that's from a classified... Boom. You can't be used, it can't be used as evidence.
Just like how they can wipe someone's records.
Exactly. Well, but the thing is, this is true, though.
In Iron Man 2, when the general, I forget his name, he looks at... I'm sorry that I don't remember his name. Iron Man's buddy that works in the army that stole the suit and brought it back to the army. Yeah. And he's telling him, like, no, we, like, what are you doing with these? We can't do this. And he's like, this is an order.
Right. It's like,
and
boom,
it's an order.
You can go to prison for the rest of life if you disobey an order sometime.
Yeah.
Probably not that intense. But.
BS. Like, oh, no, this is secret, though, so you can't read this. Whether it's something personal mm-hmm. or something that totally proves that person innocent or guilty or whatever the case
may
be.
Oh, sorry, that's classified.
Give me a fucking break.
Break me off a piece of that.
Mango cart.
Mango. Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Mango cart.
Golden road. Now, huh? Fancy feast.
We'll get there.
But, yeah, so after they kept making everything classified, they petitioned to have the EPA go in and do tests. So the Environmental Protection Agency. That's a big deal.
Good.
But after what they found.
Drum roll.
That's good. They decided that it was too classified. So the EPA had to take it to Bill Clinton, the president at the time. And Bill Clinton had to sign an agreement stating that we could not share the information from the EPA testing because it would release information that is classified.
Of course it is. If the government played Family Feud and they were doing the final showdown.
Yeah.
Every answer on there would be classified.
Classified. What is something the government says when they're lying? It's classified. Top secret. It was a weather balloon. It was a military testing.
Classified.
It's classified.
That's such bullshit.
But so you want to, you know, even something even crazier?
Yes.
Not only Bill Clinton had to do this. From once Bill Clinton signed to this.
Feud?
Every single year, every single president since then has had to sign the same agreement stating we will not release the EPA records for Area 51.
Interesting.
So every single president has had to do that every year. Not every term, every year. They have to sign this document. So that's why a lot of people, once again, they just think they're avoiding a lawsuit because, one, there's already these people that they should have owed millions of dollars to and to their families and actually had to pay budget to make the business more safe, but also at the same time admitting that it exists. What? Because they didn't admit it existed until 2013. But this was in the 90s. This was 1994. Wow. So it was before then, and they still denied that it existed.
What year? 1913?
1994.
No, what year? 2013 was when...
When they released that it was an actual place.
Yeah.
But they were still denying it at this time in the 1990... Or the 1994s. Jesus Christ. Huh. But so that's why a lot of people...
The 94s? The 90s. Those good old years.
Yeah.
Those multiple
those
years.
That decade. So, yeah, so it just shows that they're hiding something, and even though they've now released it, they're still hiding something. And sure, it's probably just top secret things that they need to be careful with, but once again, they're just hiding something, and so there's mystery to it.
Yeah. I mean, that's sketchy. Chemicals and stuff I can get, but, I mean, how level makes me think of Marvel. Like, what if it's gamma radiation? Like, what if this
I love this side of you, Regis. I love the Marvel moments every... Every other conversation, I
want to keep that.
I appreciate it. I've always wanted a Marvel buddy. My wife's a good Marvel buddy.
Oh, that's. I mean, yeah, but who? Aliens?
Yeah, so maybe it was just too top secret because it had war and government stuff. Not that it's aliens.
That
but,
could be a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, or it could just be they just don't want legal ramifications.
So that I feel like you can't necessarily pin that on the alien scene.
No, that one's
because
not
that's such a broad thing.
Yeah.
Because of the links of the people that went up to burn shit.
Yeah.
And seeing planes come in and out of that area.
Exactly.
It's
that's why I was saying this is one that's a little more easy to swallow because even though it's not. There's nothing like there's official pieces to it. There's still a lot of unexplained. And so
we have more facts involved and links to these types of things.
And once again, most people don't trust their government. So
the mystery I can get pinning it back to that we're reverse engineering.
Oh, yeah. Reverse engineering.
That's I feel like that you're just making stuff up. You have no facts to go on anything.
I mean, we'll have to go on another episode because even though most of his shit is just wacko crazy, some of it, it's like he talks like he's a scientist. He's a physicist. He's been to school. He's educated. He's worked at these places. He knows secrets. He doesn't sound crazy when he talks. He sounds like a science teacher when he talks. And he describes materials. And so I think he's for sure crazy, but there's at least parts to it. So we'll have to do a full episode on him.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, so still no EPA tests. So who knows? Maybe there's aliens. Maybe there were aliens, but they died, and so we just used their ships to increase their technology. Maybe none of that shit happened. It's just a military base that there's stuff that we just still can't know about. Or maybe it's theory 4. Bonus theory. Oh, snap. I'm usually only going to do three theories, but I think I want to throw in a little just throwaway theory once in a while because they're funny.
All right.
You ready?
This is going to – okay, yeah.
Hold your balls, my friend.
Right.
Talk about aliens running Area 51.
Aliens running 51? Is that what you said?
I just did it once.
One
don't
time.
Hit me.
You're good. You don't
hit the buzzer. Yeah, so – okay. So this leads into some other theories like Majestic 12, Men in Black. They get their own episodes. I'm sorry, I can't tell you more. If you want to know more, go ahead and research them. But they're just so much material, they can be their own episode. So, I mean, and it's kind of a similar theory storyline to even like an Illuminati.
Illuminati.
That's an Italian sandwich down the bistro. The Illuminati.
Yeah.
You know, with a little bit of salami and aluminum and the olives
and
on there.
Strami.
Yeah. The aluminami.
Yep. That's a good sandwich. It's good with, if you get, like, the thick fries, you know, like, not...
The stork?
Yeah, like, big, really thick fries. fries.
Yeah.
And you get, and you season them the really heavily.
Yeah.
Yep. And you just shake it real.
That up. Sounds like an aluminum.
And then you drizzle you over some, you know, the sauce at Cafe Rio?
Alien sauce.
Their ranch sauce.
Lizard sauce. Yes.
You drizzle the lizard sauce over the fries. That right there with the aluminami is probably the best lunch combo you can get.
I feel like they need to make this at like the Alien Inn.
The aluminami.
This needs to be a menu item.
Yeah. With pastrami.
With a cool salami. Little milkshake. It has a little UFO on it. Yeah, so a little bit like the Illuminati. And kind of lizard people theory type of thing. Which, once again...
Where they get lizard sauce?
Lizard sauce.
Oh.
For their Illuminami sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the theory is the aliens did land here. They didn't crash. People did see them, but they didn't kill the aliens. The aliens killed them.
Right.
And then through their technology...
Try not to
almost
laugh.
Like, almost like a hologram.
Okay.
Disguised themselves as humans.
Of course.
Started the Area 51 base and have slowly ever since then been infiltrating our government and
one by
schools
one.
And jobs and
they attack the stupid people
daycares.
First.
The delis. I don't know.
You went to daycares?
Who knows where they're at, man? It's freaking me out, man. They're everywhere. They can look like regular people.
Okay, do we have a percentage on how many people that aliens came? Killed our people and started running Area 51.
No, because that's a fucking crazy question. No, we do not have a percentage for that.
if y'all believe in that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, this one's easy to swallow, too. It's just aliens trying to start a new world order and take over our government and our buildings and our places and our schools and our people and our world. Right. And who knows? Aliens could even be, like, breeding. With like humans or
and
something,
making more in them, and then we
so
got half aliens.
Maybe some people think that aliens need humans to breed because aliens can't breed with each other,
right?
So they have to breed with humans, or they use humans as like surrogates, almost like in the movie Aliens,
yep.
Where they plant their little creepy babies in their body, and that's how aliens are using people. Or maybe they're just cool and they just want to hang out.
They're just trying to be
working at
one of the guys,
and stuff. Having a beer on the weekend.
Goodness sakes.
Hey, you guys okay if I put this probe in your ass? Is that? I mean, sorry, like, only if you're cool with it, though. I just want to hang out. Nothing weird.
That one's far. That one's pretty out there.
But so, even though it's funny, I don't want to make fun of too many people because there are a lot of people who believe that.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of the people. I want to make fun of that idea.
Exactly.
Happening. Like, just I'm sorry, but no, that's not a thing. Like, there's the aliens aren't here breeding with others to make other aliens. And then to do what? Like, to be here?
Slowly take over. The population and all of our resources.
Well, if this if this started back in 1913, then by the time that the aliens have been able to use our bodies as surrogates, by this time, we're over 100 years later.
Yeah.
You think everyone's not an alien now? It's already hit the, I mean.
I could be an alien. No.
Don't joke like that. Don't put that shit on me right now.
You're like, cut the shit out, man. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But
out.
If you want to hear more fun stuff like that, but that they're not exactly making it sound fun, well, it's still a fun website. But so if you go to MUFON.com, it's the Mutual UFO Network.
MUFON.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
my brother's a subscriber.
Yeah?
A MUFON. Yeah. He's been talking about it for months.
Wants me to sign up, be a franchisee. Not interested. But yeah, you can actually go there and apply for a job as an investigator and go investigate researches and sightings. And they have people who write blogs for them about sightings and government policies and things. And you can go there and they release pictures that people have seen.
This is a thing?
So,
Todd.
A lot of people... Right? I'll have to show you the website
I'm about
later.
I'm about to grab my keys.
So.
They'll just guide you there? They'll just take you to the spot?
They might not take you to the spot, but like when people call in sightings and stuff, you go
and you get research. And you pick up the phone.
It's probably a beeper.
Oh,
like a doctor. Sorry, I need to use a payphone real quick. But yeah, you can work for MUFON. Well, maybe not exactly for MUFON, but like a contractor.
Oh, man.
But my favorite part of the website is you can go and there's an open forum where people can post sightings. And so my favorite is the top 20, the most recent 20.
Okay.
So once again, I highly recommend going to MUFON.com because it's very enlightening. There's a lot of cool stuff, but a lot of it's really funny too. So,
all right. And my brother is a subscriber. Check him out.
But so like,
at
I'm not going to read who posted these. Instagram. I'm just going to read the sighting of them. So with big circles around the inside, like a sphere form that changed sizes and turned a strong light and then went off.
That's a description from someone who saw one.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
Yep.
Is that your toe?
Yeah. Oh. Don't play footsies with me.
Sorry.
It's okay. I liked it. Three brighter than star-like orbs from triangular formations. Then leave in different directions, then disappear.
Oh.
Right?
In a triangle form.
Yeah. I mean, this one was submitted yesterday. And it was from somebody in Utah. That's all I'll say, because I think it'll be fun to cite that. Nice. Looked up, thought it was a plane, but then it got really bright. And then I thought it was an ISS maybe. But then it changed direction and faded away.
Whoa.
Sounds like a plane. Sounds like something a plane might do. I don't know. I don't want to make fun of them because some of these people really believe this.
But yeah.
It's also fun to read it.
That's what it's hard for me because I do think that they're aliens. But do I think that they've come into our atmosphere and get that close and then just bounce out? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's kind of strange for them to be able to do that. And the purpose too, if they're going to get this close. I'm just thinking if I was an explorer, if I was in a spaceship leaving Earth mm-hmm. and going somewhere else,
yeah.
like I wouldn't come in and just like hover over everything. Like, all right, what is it? And then bounce and then come back again and do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like you're going to want to try to see what the hell is going on and
exactly
talk to them.
I mean, if you see it happen, it's crazy. We'll have to talk about some accounts with Dan Aykroyd, the actor from SNL, Ghostbusters.
From the movie Signs.
My Lady. He's not from the movie Signs. But he's got some pretty cool stuff we'll have to talk about on another episode. But yeah, so yeah, I highly recommend going to check that out. I mean, they have some other ones. This one was from Colorado, so maybe it's good.
From Mufasa.
UFO directly over. No noise. Blue lights. Strange noises. An entity. Human footprints.
You all speak in complete sentences,
I found
please.
Footprints, guys. Yeah, it looks like a boot. No, it's a space boot. Yeah, so MUFON.com. Once I get that website set up eventually, I will cite all my sources, so. Don't worry, MUFON, I'll get you covered. But yeah. So that's, what do you think? So real quick, as always,
okay.
You don't need to give me a scale 1 to 10 or anything, but whatever you think. Okay. So we went over all the conspiracies.
Yeah.
We talked about everything.
Well, the theory was on whether there are aliens at Area 51.
Well,
right?
Do you think, so that's the hard, so let's ask you twice. Do you think something is going on at Area 51?
Do I think something?
That we don't know about that's probably illegal. And that they're still testing things.
That's a tough one. Do I... Yes or no?
Yes.
Do I think that they're doing... It's hard because I want to say yes up until illegal things. Yeah. So I'm going to change that to like top secret? Classified.
Classified.
Yes. I think that they're doing things that are classified.
Allegedly
at Area
51. Classified things. Cool. Yeah. All right. I don't have to use the goat. All right, but now how about this? Do you believe that there have been aliens and or alien testings at Area 51?
At Area 51? No. No.
Oh,
that's...
Okay. Nuts.
I don't know. I feel like there's aliens, but I don't think that's a spot.
What, you're alive.
What do you think? You think you think there's aliens at Area 51?
I don't know. I think it's a fun story.
Well, do you think that they have aliens?
Oh, I think there's something going on there. I believe in aliens, but I don't think Area 51's full of them.
Do you think that they've had them there?
I think aliens have visited the world, but I don't think they abduct people, and I don't think they have been prisoners or helped us with research or anything.
Yeah, I'm same kind of thing. Like they've had to have been here. Mm-hmm. They've come close. Something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whether that's fair. I don't think we're like we haven't trapped. Like yeah. We're like trying to dissect and like learn yeah. everything.
Yeah.
That's a little far-fetched, I believe.
That's cool. Deal. I like it. Nice. Yeah, all right. So we know it exists, but it's still very unknown. So we'll have to talk about that more later. I want to thank all the listeners. Oh, I thought of a fun thing, kind of like followers. If we get enough followers, what we can call our listeners. GOATs. But like capital G-O-A-T, like greatest of all time, because our fans are awesome.
Isn't that? That's and they'll crazy be our GOATs. That you, I mean, to say that there's people that want to listen. It's like I'm still flabbergasted.
And more people outside of just our coworkers.
Right. People that I've never even met out of somewhere that I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks, cool. guys.
You guys are GOATs. You guys are the GOATs. And then Jeremiah can be the GOAT of the month. Or the GOAT of the week. once again, I want to thank our wives.
Y'all the GOATs.
For giving us free time to just stick around.
Thanks for letting us do this.
I need to get all of the information from Buddy Morgan, the logo extraordinaire graphic designer.
Guys, I'm on a shirt.
Oh, yeah. We should. I'll do some live streaming here with our shirts.
I'm on a shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, we got to thank our wives really, really much for the shirts, especially Vanessa. She's the bee's knees. But so we're also going to be getting an intro soon. That was some reviews I heard that we needed a solid intro that's our own. So we're going to be working with Buddy on that too. So once we get his information, his deets, I'll promote him on the podcast too. But so thanks Regis for coming over, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
God.
Of course.
Let's do this.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, share, and listen wherever your podcasts are available. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of sums it all up. If you made it this far, thank you again.
Yeah, hang in
and
there.
If you tell us about people, if you think that other people will like it, then you could tell them too. Yeah. But if you don't like it, then
I'll cry.
Thanks for going this far anyway.
Nope, don't care. I appreciate it if you like it. Yeah. But if you don't,
listen see to you later.
Else. Go listen to a different conspiracy theory podcast. Yeah. Love you guys.
I'll away,
guys. Oh, I thought of a good send off. Do you want to try it out?
Sure.
Remember. Don't be sheeps.
Be a goat.
Yeah?
That works.
Deal.